Welcome to A Load of Old Toffee, episode number 53, brought to you in association with boroughguide.co.uk and David Lloyd Jim in Stevenage. And today, well, it's a Hollis-less load of old toffee today, I'm afraid. No Mark Hollis. No sick note supplied. Don't really know where he is. He's been rather aloof, hasn't he, just recently. Are we allowed to say aloof? On a lute?
Well, yeah. Some would prefer it, wouldn't they?
Some would. Obviously, I've got Dino Thompson with me, and we've delved into the heart of the East Terrace and the supportership of Stevenage to bring back Liam Govey.
Hello.
Welcome, Liam.
Thank you.
Not around with us for too much longer.
Nah, I'm going to uni in September, so... I won't be here as of the 13th of September, unfortunately. I still go to a few away games, but...
Have you got your Borough Player subscription sorted out for full match commentary?
Should probably sort that out.
I wouldn't part with the cash, personally.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can recommend it. I guess we've got plenty to talk about in terms of football, haven't we? Four games into the season... Four games, 4 points, one win, two defeats, one draw, and of course, out of the cup, which I guess probably have predicted at the time.
I don't know if you were aware, Steve, but Milton Keynes Dons got through to the next round of the cup.
Did they?
Mm. Who'd they get?
I don't know. But I just meant there was a little column in the Daily Mail, so I saw that they got through. But
I will have a little look later, see if we can delve into that and find out who that is by the end of the. Podcast. Dino, you haven't been to all the games. You've been away, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. But, you know, I listened in to Southend and to, you know, what was it, Plymouth, wasn't it? To your expert's commentary and summary. So I got the gist of it. And I was there Saturday. You went to Plymouth, Liam.
Yeah.
What did you think of Plymouth?
Well, old cliche was game of two arse, really, I think. But
yeah, they usually are, as Graham likes to say.
But, I mean, we started the first half. We were really quite slow in the first half. Still looked like we had sort of a hangover from Southend, really. But second half, we really came into it. I thought Calcutt came on and changed the game. We looked like the better team. Probably deserved to win it in the end, and we're really unlucky not to win it. So I'm a little bit disappointed, but I mean, a point away from home, not too bad.
Looked good, didn't he?
Yeah, I was impressed. I was surprised he didn't start on Saturday. Must have been injured or something.
Yeah, I heard he's got a little niggle.
Yeah.
Was something I heard on Saturday round the ground.
But of all the strikers, I think he's the brightest, probably.
Oh, Adam Marriott?
Well, yeah, and I mean, Calcutt and Marriott could form a good partnership up top, I think, but...
There was an interesting thing on Borough Chat today, wasn't there? You know, one of the polls, like and dislike, if you think he'll be better than Steve Morrison.
Where's that come from?
I don't know.
It's a bit harsh. Can't really compare that early, really. I mean, he's only played one game for us.
It's nothing like heaping the pressure on,
is it? Yeah. One game.
Morrison's gone on to play international football and...
Yeah. And Connor Colcott's just, you know, just left Beckhamsted. So.
No pressure.
No worries. No worries on that front.
Possibly a similarity there, isn't there?
Yeah.
At the same stage, if you like.
Well, I mean, Morrison left... He left Bishop Stortford, didn't he? And they were sort of in the Conference South, I think. Whereas Berkham said they're not even...
No, but if you look at his, you know, Connor's physique and all-round sort of fitness, I'd say he's ahead of Morrison there. But, you know, there's no way you can make a comparison at this moment in time.
I saw him at Plymouth and I was impressed. And to be honest, I hadn't seen a great deal in
him. No, you were a little bit unsure, weren't you? Because you hadn't seen very much, but... You know, I saw that goal he took against West Ham as it was a good goal.
Inside 10 minutes, of course.
Well, the old 10 minute rule is pretty, you know. And, you know, the goal at Plymouth was decent enough, wasn't it? Decent header. Not an easy header.
Great work from Whelpdale as well.
Yeah.
Keep the ball in.
Well, and the ball into Whelpdale from Charlie Lee, of course. Mm. I mean, that was I mean, Whelpdale, to me, I said it at the time, had no real right to keep that ball in and get it across, but it was perfect. And Colcutt still had it all to do. He had to, you know, it's...
Yeah, it weren't a given, was it?
It's a free header, but by the same token,
but
he's still
back. Keeper was off his line, so a bit of fortune there. But
it's got to go back across the goal, isn't it? There's a bit of risk there. There's two or three sort of things that could go wrong: defender, goalkeeper, post, and It wasn't a bullet header from four yards out, was it?
But it wasn't just his goal. I thought his movement around was.
He kept us on the front foot for most of that half, I think.
Real quality, and as well, I suppose. Perhaps we'd expect it from a Stevenage striker, but it was one point where there was one of the midfielders down, he's immediately in towards in the dying stages of the game, and he's immediately got back and he's covering and just slotted into that position. So there's an awareness there. He wasn't having to be told, get back or.
It must be quite it must be quite good for a young lad like that to come to a club where you've got the likes of Charlie Lee, Chris Beardsley, Zola, who you can learn from. And we've got some good pros in the squad now, haven't we?
You've mentioned two strikers there that we haven't really seen yet either.
At least what's
he learning from these two then?
I'll get injured probably, but I'm assuming that they're back out training. I don't know if Zola's out training or not. I don't know. I think Beardsley's quite close to being back, but he's going to be learning, he's going to be soaking up, and there seems to be a good mood around the camp, doesn't there? From what I've heard of the media team that go there, it's a much better place than it was last season.
Players that are willing to learn rather than, sit back and just keep losing.
Yeah.
Mood wasn't so good after Saturday, though.
It was dreadful, wasn't it? Mm. Yeah. It was a debacle.
Even the goal was pretty poor from our perspective.
Was it dreadful?
Yes. Yes, it was.
In what respect?
It reminded me of last season.
Yeah, there was no copy of Shrewsbury at home for a one goal lead away. Yeah.
There were no green shoots there that you could go, oh yeah, but that's all right because he played quite well. Whereas actually, all I could see on Saturday was Charlie Lee played quite well, and that, ladies and gentlemen, was it.
And in a way, that is a throwback to what we've been seeing the last couple of seasons, wasn't it? Because I thought Tuesday night at Plymouth was a really good performance all round.
I mean, I thought we were going to take it into last Saturday. I thought we'd smash Wickham, to be honest, but it didn't turn out that way at all.
And I think Wickham were half expecting us to smash them as well. But in fairness, I think Wickham had done their job as well. They'd done their homework. They
played a lot like how we used to play back in the day when we were winning trophies, really. So it sort of out-Stevenaged us.
It was their fourth game of the season, and they had also made their first changes to their side.
And that's a team that was pitiful last season.
They were rock bottom.
Pitiful.
Just lost to Tranmere as well before they played us. So
but they'd had a really bright start with their previous couple, hadn't they? But they were a dreadful side, and they stayed up courtesy of one goal, wasn't it?
I think so.
Goal difference, not even a point.
Look, there's a lot to be said, though, isn't there, for being able to finish a season, get on the training pitch over the summer. Ainsworth's no mug. He's probably got into their minds, and by all accounts, he has got into their mindset. It's a different kind of feel there. They've got the likes of Paul Hayes, who I thought was quite quiet and was out of the game until he scored.
Great goal.
Was a great goal. But he was a presence there. A couple of other, but I mean, you look through that side, how many of those would you have picked above in front of a Stevenage player?
You don't know them, do you? I mean, their fullback, well, I don't know what he was, where he come from.
Sido Djembati, I think.
He's
Portuguese.
I only recognise the name for a football manager.
He was stick thin. I mean, his legs were like twigs.
Well, is that indication of a decent footballer, do you know?
Well, it might mean that you as a centre forward might want to smash him because he ain't up for the physical challenge. Whereas the goalkeeper wasn't really up for the physical challenge either, was he?
Did feel for him in a way, but
did you
50-50
did
challenge.
You yeah. Dippers happened to mention that he had a little bit of sympathy for the goalkeeper in row F on Saturday. He soon got shot down. Somebody turned around and said to him, he's not wearing red and white. Where does this sympathy come from, Dippers? Anyway,
I had no problem
with it. He made a miraculous recovery from a broken leg.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Did he?
Yes.
Seen that before, though.
What, like John Ashton last season? Because, you know, obviously the gentlemen of OF were giving Ainsworth a little bit of stick when he walked down in front of the home dugout and stood himself right in front of us. I happen to say that I didn't partake in any of this baiting.
No, and, you never do you?
No, absolutely not. You know, some words were exchanged and Ainsworth said, yeah, thanks, lads. Yeah, very, very, very sporting of you. He's broken his leg. Then he got up and started running around and kicking balls. Oh, it's brilliant. It's a miracle, Gareth. Yeah, but...
You know. And on the flip side, Bira Dembele's gone off originally for about 10 minutes to have his head bandaged. There's quite a bit of blood there. Then he's taken a boot in the face.
Yeah.
And the Wickham fans were booing him.
Yeah, that was good experience from their centre forward.
I
mean,
at the time, I was like, fair play to Beer for carrying on, but looking back on the game, he brings Ryan Johnson on in like the 85th minute. Yeah. Why didn't he bring him on earlier? Doesn't really make sense.
What, Ryan Johnson, that well-known centre forward?
I don't know why he played him up front as well, or on the wing. I don't
well, because it's, him, it stinks it's of last strange. Season's grasping of straws, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You could tell that Ronnie was itching to get on. Yeah, he was up through that second half.
I didn't understand. Wesley seemed to look for excuses when he could have changed it. I mean, he could have easily bought Darius off or Beera off. And
well, he could have bought 10 of them off.
Yeah.
And the only one I'm leaving out of that is Charlie Lee.
Good player, isn't he?
Yeah.
Charlie Lee is a good player.
Very good player.
But then, what happened to that player we had in pre-season? He looked all right.
Walton.
Simon Walton, that's it. We signed another Simon Walton since pre-season, and he don't look half as good, does he?
He did at Plymouth.
So he didn't play
against
well
at his former club.
So he didn't play well at Southend. He played well at Plymouth, and he didn't play well against Wickham. That ain't really good enough, is it?
Southend, I suppose, he's coming into a side after two matches out, and probably hasn't played for a fortnight.
Bless him.
Played well against Plymouth. And then we had Saturday.
What is going on with our set pieces?
I don't know.
Now, let's face it. We all know that the IQ of your average footballer ain't that high. So we've got that signal now where he's like Jesus on the cross. Yeah? What was that one?
That's good. That is, again, Dino, just a quick reminder yet again. This isn't video.
I'm talking my way through it. I'm explaining it. And then you've got peace, two hands, two V's. Then you've got the old X Factor, the old Jimmy Smith X Factor still knocking around.
Triangle as well.
And what did Peter Hartley say in the build up to the Plymouth game?
They are set pieces.
I know, every single set piece. That ain't acceptable, is it? If you're going to have 12 different set pieces, use two or three of them in a game and tell the players which ones we're going to use in that game. Yeah? And then the next game, let's use another couple of different ones. So we mix it up a little bit. Rather than try and confuse everybody, we had nobody in the box. We had the six-yard box packed. We had them all at the front, all at the back. It's cobblers.
Or just get the ball to Beera's head, put it in there.
Oh, it's so easy, Liam, isn't it? It's only Leeds, it's so easy. Anyway, I went happy on Saturday.
You've mellowed then, have you?
I hadn't really got going yet. But it's worrying me, and you know, I sat at home listening to the radio commentary on the Tuesday night, and you're all sitting there going, "There's only three on the bench." I don't care if there's only three on the bench, I really don't. So long as we've got plenty of backup elsewhere in the back room.
Yeah, but that's the point we were trying to make.
Yeah, but you were going, oh, you were sounding a bit like Carl Robinson from last season, you know.
Dina!
Dina! Oh! Oh. That hurts. Look, that's stabbed him through the heart. But I don't know. Look, what is the point of taking 18 on a 5-hour trip? Leave a couple at home, that's fine, but we're not. We haven't got that. And now I am coming around to your way of thinking. I'm now coming around to your way of thinking from that Tuesday night. I was sitting at home raging listening to you and Neil going, there's only three on the bench. That's all you need. And I was completely with Graham on that. You only need three. But now I'm thinking, oh my God, we're in trouble.
Well, you can only use three.
Yeah.
But
you need a defender, a midfielder and an attacker. That's all you need on the bench and a goalkeeper.
And that's what we had.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm happy with that. But now, all right, Harry Worley's out. Harry Worley probably wouldn't have got in my starting 11, although Chubbs obviously disagrees with me. But, you know.
That's a bit harsh. What are you basing that on then?
Do I need a reason? I just think that Birra and Dean Wells are better. That's my reason. That's all.
Right, interesting.
I had some really interesting tweets from Mark Edwards on Sunday or Monday. Just listening to the interview now, first excuse is stunning. Same recycled ball from last season. Something happened and I saw it coming, but didn't want to prepare you all for it because that would have made it happen. What did you think of that? It's sort of wrapped up as some kind of favour he's doing to protect us.
Yeah, I don't particularly like that.
And then it got better, he said. Yeah, there are excuses, but we won't blame them. Then proceeds to reel off a list of excuses.
I did think that.
A couple of the lads, and this is what made me actually think. A couple of the lads were uncertain about what they were doing, and that uncertainty has cost us. Whose fault is that? Yeah.
Well, that takes us back to last season, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And it is a bit.
Does that prove to me that he hasn't learnt anything?
Or does it just prove that the squad's not big enough and we haven't got strength in depth?
Because
we're trying to rely on players fitting them into holes which maybe they're not particularly comfortable in. And certainly not at their best. Charlie Lee, Whelpdale, for example. I thought Whelpdale on Saturday was playing really well and then got moved to right back.
Yeah. And then he was telling him to go on.
Yeah.
And then Ash goes, are we playing a three? And he's gone, no.
So you kind of got a bit of sympathy with some of them. Whelpdale certainly there.
Yeah. But it is the same as what we saw last season. We were joking about how many positions did, you know, Darius play in at times last season? Playing three.
I like the idea that a player can be versatile.
Yeah, but...
But by the same token, I want a right-back to be a right-back and I want a centre-forward to be a centre-forward and a left-midfielder to be a left-midfielder.
I think that's going to sort itself out once Ronnie's back, because you've got Akimo, you've got Birra, you've got Dean, and you've got...
You've got a back
wrong.
An actual back four that works. Not, you know, a makeshift back four.
And I don't, you know, as much as I want to see Ash in the side, I don't want to see him bombing over the halfway line and trying to deliver a ball onto Darius Charles Ed.
It's hard to put right back.
He's done all right. I can't knock him for what you know, the performances he's put in. But I looked at that free kick goal that Wickham scored. We all thought, hey, they've run over it, they've completely mucked it up.
I kind of knew they were going to score as soon as we cheered that. Really,
Simon Walton and John Ashton were in the wall. What are they doing in the wall? He ain't going to hit one from there, is he? He ain't going to hit one from the edge of the box. Why don't you put your little fellas in the wall there, or your less aerial? I want Ashton in there winning an header. I don't want him in the wall. Because then whoever didn't react to follow matey that scored, the more I've looked at it, the more it's deep in the 6-yard box, where maybe your keeper needs to be coming for that.
I think there's a few there.
But there you go.
I kind of feel for Besant there, but it's one of those, the ball's there, he's expecting it to pop into his hands, but
yeah,
again, another goalkeeper might have been lurching forward to get in there where the boots are going to be flying.
It weren't that far away from him.
And in fairness, it was a really well-worked goal. and it's caught us, and it's worked a treat for them. And I called it straight away. That was a work move. You know, you just saw the way the players celebrated, and they knew what they were doing there, and we weren't alert to it. And we've done similar to that in the past ourselves, so I'm a bit disappointed that we weren't alert to that.
But I'm looking at who's in that 6-yard box, and they were all more offensive players than defensive players. I don't know where Dean Wells was. I watched it 5 or 6 times today, but I couldn't pick out where he was because I couldn't see who else was in the wall.
No one's blocked the run, have they?
No, that's what I want. I want someone midfielder to stick their hip out and stop him getting there. But I think it was Akimo that was there or thereabouts. I don't know, so I'm not going to say it was, but it needed someone with a bit of experience to sort of block him, didn't it?
Okay.
On that goalkeeper issue, another Borough chat.
Yeah, I thought that vote. Was Dale Besant. It's too early to say.
And I'm absolutely flabbergasted by that. I looked at it today. Like for Besant, 11. Dislike for Day, 45. Where have those 45 come from? Because they certainly weren't knocking about last season, were they?
I don't get it.
Because I was the only one banging the Chris Day drum last year.
What positive is there in doing something like that?
I don't know.
To a young keeper at this stage of the season?
You've got two good keepers, you know. There's no need to let the manager decide between which one.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
I think he's a better keeper than what we've seen so far, without a doubt.
Who's Sam Besant?
Yeah.
Well, he must be.
A few things he needs to work on, but, you know,
he's 23 years old, isn't he? 22, 23.
I thought he was 26.
Is he?
Yeah, apparently.
We should have saved that one on Saturday then.
but that is young for a keeper.
Yeah, young for a goalkeeper.
And let's face it,
he's 20 years younger than Chris, isn't he?
Well, you'd say that. I certainly wouldn't. And he's working with two of the best that he could be working with at this level in Dave Besant and Chris. Anyway.
Yeah. He was
the closet Chris Day fan club, eh? They were still there, and I was just banging the drum for him last season.
You can't write it, can you? Because last year they were clamouring for a younger Steve Arnold to come in,
an injured Steve Arnold,
and everybody wanted him in goal.
Yeah, that's non-league Forest Green, where he's second choice. Yeah,
this summer we've brought in a younger keeper. And he's taken the number one shirt, and everybody wants Chris Day back again.
When Day comes back in, they want Besant back, probably.
Anyway.
So, just quickly running through, I mean, obviously, from what we've seen, not just one game, but over the series, you know, maybe pre-season as well, of the new players, how are we feeling about them?
I'm really impressed by Akimo, actually. Like he's really impressed me so far. I mean, first few games I thought nothing special, wouldn't play him left back regularly, but he's taken the left back role quite well, and he's done really well in the games I've seen him.
He's kind of had to as well, hasn't he? Because
injury
has meant that Beerer's had to move inside.
Well, thank God. Really,
he did alright there against
it's mental Hartlepool. It's mental playing Beerer at left back, mental.
Right, I see what you're saying. Yeah, if you're going back to the Worley bashing
again.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. I'm not going to bash him because he's a big lad.
I'm going to point him out.
Well, I'm just suggesting that I think that the Birra Wells partnership is going to be the better of the two, but I might be wrong.
I just think Birra gives you something as well. In you know, you've got him in the side.
He's an awesome defender, and he wins headers that he's got no right
he's the,
to win.
He's the kind of player you want in a corner.
And he heads it so blooming far, doesn't he?
Well, that's what it didn't help him on Saturday, did it?
No. No. He was grimacing every time he went up for an header.
Who was it who went into? It was one of our players, wasn't it?
I can't remember, but I know Paul A stuck a boot in a bit later on, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
But you would do, wouldn't you?
But yeah,
I'd be disappointed if Chris Beardsley don't come in the team, and if a defender had a bloody head, I'd want Beardsley to be sticking the boot in.
Hopefully he's fit and ready for the weekend. I suppose he should be, shouldn't he?
Zola might be as well, possibly.
Do you think?
Oh, that's what I think I heard somewhere.
Who told you that?
I can't remember.
Oh, stop the press. Come on, then.
I thought it was in the programme. I thought it was like common knowledge.
I don't know. I didn't read the programme. Although I did see that one of the youth team players was born in June 2014, so he's done quite well for himself already.
Getting younger, aren't they? I must be getting old.
I like Adam Marriott, I have to say. Yeah. I do like Adam Marriott, and he was one that was very slow to start with on me. But
yeah.
I think the more I see him, the better he gets.
Mm. Should have had a few goals already, but he's been quite unlucky, really, I think.
I think he has been unlucky. Yeah. He needs that goal.
Yeah, that Hartlepool chance was just down
South
to him
End
thinking
well.
He was going to have a bit more time.
Southend, I think, was a better chance. And
keeper he's got lucky, I think.
He probably put it too close to the goalkeeper. It's coming, and I think once he scored, I think he'll be up and running.
You did say that about Marcus Haber, though, didn't you?
Did I?
Mm. Yeah. Episode 12, I think, about 30 minutes in.
He did score.
There's
about
no way he can run in the boots that he wears. all that metalwork attached to him.
But yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing Zola.
I haven't even seen him.
No, I haven't. I saw him on Saturday.
20 minutes he played against Chesham and then went off injured, I think.
I wasn't at that game.
No.
Didn't really see much, to be honest.
I saw him walk down the tunnel and onto the
you know, and then
Graham West's trampoline.
Trampette.
In fact, he didn't even get onto it, did he?
Yeah. He's lanky, isn't he? And you know, I want to see Ronnie and I want to see Beardsley in there because they'll run and run and run and they'll graft and graft and graft and they will not give a defence. You know, Ron won't give the attackers a chance. Beardsley won't give the defenders a chance. You know, he's.
I'd be surprised if Ronnie's not back this week.
Yeah,
I'd
imagine he'll start
on
Saturday.
On Saturday, he was saying that he's only had one training session. So, you know, as much as we all need to see him on, I don't think he was ever going to get on unless he was really, really necessary. Well, it was on Saturday, I think. But
well, I was lip reading from Row F, and Wesley said to him, "I'm not going to risk you," and that was with about 15 or so to go. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, which makes you think, yeah, it was probably right, wasn't it? It didn't really need Ronnie on Saturday to come.
Well, in fairness, Ronnie's not going to go on there and win you a game.
No. And you might as well lose 3-1 than, you know, 2-1. Can you take that bit out? That was a ridiculous sentence.
No.
So we did lose 3-1.
Okay. The one thing that worries me is the defence. We have conceded goals which we would never have conceded in the past. And you've got to point at the defence for all those goals as well.
But they were both balls into, you know, both balls into the box that just there was nobody in. They were out of place at the wrong time, weren't they? They just weren't organised enough. And I think, you know, once Ronnie's back in there and once Birra and Wells have got that understanding, I think it'll be fine. I want it to be fine.
Okay. Where's Hollis? He hasn't turned up, has he?
No, he's not here.
Should we have a competition?
Yeah.
Where's Hollis? Suggestions, please. Any suggestions?
Well, maybe he's starting up his fan club, the Jukebox Fans' fan club again. Liam will be the founder member.
Or working on his allotment.
Maybe he's doing his bucket challenge.
Has he been seen on the East Terrace this season?
I haven't seen him yet.
No?
No.
I think he's been a busy boy. You know, he's got a wife and child.
He's been rehearsing as well. How did the concert go?
It's quite good, actually. I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, we saw you there. Saw pictures of you.
First time I've seen him. So.
Were you not around when the original Yeah No Definitely came out?
It's too young.
Did they do Yeah No Definitely?
No.
That's the only song people know.
All, doesn't it? That says it all.
He's too big for that now, isn't he?
That boy has moved on. I'm wondering what's going on there.
It's because he didn't have Adam Miller as his backing singer.
So, where is Mark Hollis? We want your suggestions.
Who we got Saturday?
Yeah.
Wimbledon. I was talking to somebody in the Indian restaurant on Friday night. that comes from Bedfordshire.
Was he an Indian?
No, he wasn't an Indian. He was a person from Bedfordshire. And he said that Wimbledon will be in the top six. Don't you worry about that. They're a great side. And then they promptly went and lost to Hartlepool the very next day, didn't they?
Does that person support the team from Bedfordshire?
Yes, he does.
Right, no. Okay. And did that team from Bedfordshire beat his team?
No, they lost, didn't they?
What I meant to say.
He said that Tubbs and
Akinfenwa
will destroy us on Saturday.
Yeah? Yeah.
Well, as we all know, Tubbs always scores against us. After I predicted at the end of last season when we played Crawley that he'd never scored against us, so I won't be making that prediction again.
As well, he always seems to.
Yeah, so we're in trouble. So we've got to score at least three on Saturday. How are we going to do that? Prepare to win 5-0, Steve.
Well, they lost to Hartlepool. Let's put this into perspective.
Yeah, but haven't Hartlepool picked up one or two this week? Mind you, haven't seen them on the first day. They needed to pick up 9 or 10, in my opinion.
Don't know.
I thought they'd made a couple of signings, but
Danny Borman's there, isn't he, at Wimbledon? Is
Barry Fuller, which means we'll be seeing Mrs. Fuller, which is always a joy.
What is this fascination with Mrs. Fuller?
She's a very attractive lady. Very attractive. Why are you looking at me like that?
Okay, no, that's fine.
Do you look at me as if I'm some kind of pervert?
We better move on here, hadn't we? So Wimbledon on Saturday. Okay. Better have a prediction, haven't we?
Well, it better be better, because otherwise this is going to be a long old campaign.
What changes can you foresee in the Stevenage side?
Only Ronnie in Calcutt, maybe. I gather he was only a little doubt on Saturday.
Marriott?
I don't know. He'll go one up top with somebody playing off, because I think he learned his Southend lesson going 4-4-2. I think we'll see more of the Wesley of old I want to see the Wesley of old with a game plan 4-4-1-1, and that's obviously going to be Darius at the moment, isn't it?
Disappointed with him at the moment.
I mean, he did well for the goal, but that's that it really. I haven't really been impressed with him much. I mean, the amount of fouls he gives away just by just standing there.
I was flabbergasted by the amount of headers Charlie Lee won.
Yeah.
And Darius didn't.
Same with Dean Wells as well. He wins plenty of headers.
But Charlie, you know, playing off Darius, the smallest chap on the pitch, winning headers, and we just, I don't know.
Well, he's
Darius was winning some headers, but then he was flicking on, and but Charlie's in front of him, so yeah. But I don't know.
I'm a big defender of Darius, but I'm finding it a bit tricky at the moment because he's not doing it for me. Charlie Lee, you know, I don't think there's too much comment to make there on him.
I'll tell you who I have liked. It's Andy Bond.
Yeah,
but he seems to be the one who will be left out of the side, doesn't
yeah.
he?
A lot of people I've spoken to don't like him. I don't get that at all.
I think unless you watch him, people don't understand him.
Yeah. But look, we've had a player like that in the past, in Joel, haven't we? And nobody rated Joel or gave him. That's a lie.
Hesbot last season.
Everybody rated Joel, but he didn't get the praise that I believe he deserved.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a great player, Joel Byrum. And that's the sort of role that Andy Bond needs to be playing. And he's breaking
like over the years. I think we've had like Phil Edwards,
yeah,
Heslop.
Well, we'll be seeing Joel Byrum as well, but before the end of the season.
I like Phil Edwards. I like Simon Heslop. That is my kind of player.
Yeah.
And
Luke Foster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They just break it up and they give it, don't they? Break
don't
it up
get
and
any
give it.
Praise or anything.
You know, I know. You know, they were those players were probably lucky they had Michael Boswick around them at that time. Which is why, even more so, that we need Simon Walton to be standing up in there.
Mm.
And, you know, I think, some of the lads got found out on Saturday that maybe they...
I'm expecting a performance from Walton on Saturday. He needs to perform, really, if he wants to win the fans over.
Yeah.
So, prediction. Wimbledon.
We'll go for a 1-0 horror. Why not? Be a bit optimistic.
1-0.
I think we'll lose 2-0.
So do I, but I'll just predict 1-0 instead.
Tubbs and Akinfenwa to score.
I'll go 1-1.
So going to draw and a defeat.
I can see us getting a point there. And then we move on to next Tuesday night, Gillingham. That will be a.
I think we should win that one.
God. A real feast, wouldn't it? I was thinking about it today. How do you go about picking a side when you can only name three or four substitutes? There's not going to be many changes, is there?
Well, he should be able to deal with it then, shouldn't he? I don't know. I'm a little worried at some of the similarities I'm seeing from last to this. And, you know, I thought Graham would have completely changed, but I'm probably going to be in trouble. But, you know, I don't know. Something's not quite clicking, is it? Something's not quite clicking. But this is to be expected. It's a new team, isn't that excuse number one? What's excuse number two?
Hang about. Did it click at this stage in the season that we went up?
No, it didn't. No, not by a long chalk. But we can't rely.
We can't rely on a good
3 months to turn our season around.
And there are bits and pieces there where you just think that is good. I mean, we came out of the first game thinking, yeah, we're going to be all right.
Yeah, but I did also say that at Hartlepool we're going to get spanked sooner or later, and sure enough they did.
And then we went to Plymouth, and that was like the old days. Oh, we are going to get spanked against Plymouth. And we've come back with the classic away day. Almost perfectly executed until the last minute.
In League 2, wasn't it? When we drew 1-0 with them, and they scored in the 98th minute as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, from 75 onwards... So that's 15 plus 9. So that was for 24 minutes. We were living dangerously. That's too long.
That's how we do it, though, isn't it?
Well, let's not be naive. Let's not take risks. Let's not blame. You know what? And I sit there and I listen to him week after week after week, John Steele. And he says, control the controllables. Let's not come off and go blaming referees for giving penalties. We could have conceded a penalty in the last minute against Hartlepool, couldn't we, Liam?
Yeah, near enough. Chemo, wasn't it?
Yeah. Control the controllables, and I hate it because it's a Luton manager saying it, but he could not be more right. Don't let the referee influence it in the 98th minute. Go and score a second goal.
But Graham will tell you that's what he wants.
Did we come close to scoring a second goal against Plymouth?
Can't really remember, to be honest.
Yes.
Were you on the booze again?
Charlie Lee was through. Was that before or after the goal?
And I know we had the Rory, you know, the Rory incident in the first half with the handball and what have you, and he was through, but, you know, I don't know. You've got to go and kill the game off. And Plymouth did exactly, Wickham did exactly that. That was one of the dullest second halves I've ever seen, because they just killed the game, didn't they? And that's Gareth Ainsworth, a young manager, was playing three or four seasons ago, had a team at the bottom of the League 2 last season.
Ah, right, now then.
And now he's all of a sudden a tactical...
Now then, did you read the Football League paper?
Well, as you know, Steve, I'm always queuing outside the newsagents to get my copy, just to read Graham's column.
Gareth Ainsworth, he's been there and done it before. He's played at the top level...
Right.
John Sheridan has played at the top level.
Right.
But he told Graham Wesley that he hasn't, and he should be dealing with geography teachers and people like that. And Graham didn't like that.
I missed this. Was this in...
That was in the publication that you queue up for on a Sunday morning.
Oh, I must have put it in the cat litter tray before I'd read that bit. Tell me more. What about the geography... lessons.
John Sheridan was when Graham was talking to the fourth official, shouting across that, you know, you haven't played the game, you should be dealing with geography teachers and maths teachers.
What, to the fourth official?
No, to Graham. And Graham took umbrage to it, saying that I have played the game. Maybe not to the highest level.
Well, he was blighted with an injury, wasn't it?
It doesn't matter what level you've played, does it, if you're a manager?
No.
I mean...
Not at all. I mean, Villas-Boas hasn't played at all, and he's a great manager.
I think Mourinho hasn't exactly.
Roy Hodgson's barely played. He used to play for Gravesend, I think it was. Now he's England manager.
Yeah, so John Sheridan.
You've just got to be able to be a, you know, a master of the game and watch lots of football and know what you can see in a player. And, you know, I can do that.
Nice guy, John Sheridan, though, isn't he? What a nice guy.
What a family.
Okay, well, Gillingham.
I don't really mind.
I do, because that is a chance
I'd like to beat Peter Taylor after that dreary defeat we had to put up with down there last season.
Beat him at home, though, last season.
I was really ill, wasn't I, when we played them down there. Was it December time, wasn't it?
November, yeah.
Yeah, end of November, yeah. And we,
oh, yeah. Have you recovered from that yet?
Yeah, yeah, I'm all right now.
I'm glad about that.
John Messino scored for them, didn't he?
Oh, God.
Simon Hislop
scored two goals last season to send us down pretty much.
Yeah.
Young goal at Sheffield. And
that's a bit harsh, actually, Liam. Who should we play in relegation on?
John Messino.
Over two games, they were one of the worst sides I saw last season.
They were lucky. They got lucky. I don't know how he's the air. Don't get me.
When you can't even put the ball in from a yard.
Oh, yeah. We should have mentioned that in commentary. That miss of the season, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'd like to win because we need to swell our coffers, don't we, to get a bit more cash in. And I know attendances don't do it, but there's prize money on offer in that.
I want a cup run, get a bit excited.
We got close last season. It was going out on penalties was horrible, really. I want to make up for that and actually get a good cup run.
That was at the semi final, the area semi final, which isn't the proper semi final.
No, it's the quarter final.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can't survive on a squad of 18 players, and whoever made that decision is mad.
I mean, surely we can bring a few, you know, lone players in.
Well, it doesn't look like he's looking at it, does he? I've not heard any kind of
quite surprising, really.
Rumours.
Well, either that, or do we recall some of the loanees back?
No, because he said that they need to go and become better. And there's no point in bringing them back if he's to sit on the bench. I was having this discussion with Daddy Dino on Saturday. He said they should be sitting on the bench. What are they going to learn sitting on the bench?
I'm guessing scored yesterday as well. So
yeah. So he's playing. Fajiri's getting experience. Riddell's getting experience. Fine. Leave him there and go and annoy Harry Redknapp and get him Doughty back or somebody. You know, go and keep ringing him until he gets so fed up that he goes, all right, okay, you can have him back. Because Doughty's not going to be anywhere near the QPR squad, is he?
Well, he was in pre-season. He went on tour and he was playing in the first team. But he's not featured in the squad so far.
He'll probably be in the cup squad. They're playing tonight, I think.
Well, that's no good for him, is it? He needs to be playing football. I'll take him back.
Just bang on the table, dude.
Yeah, I will. I'll tell you who did make his first team debut in the Premier League this week.
The Sales, is it?
No. Our old mate. From Notts County, Grealish.
Oh, God.
For Aston Villa. Played in their first team, Steve.
Started?
No.
Oh, my God.
Well, he played last year.
What, in the Aston Villa first team?
At the end of the season last season.
My God, I fear for them. Well,
good player.
I don't fear for them at all.
Good player. Just get him some shin pads and he'll be well away.
Jesus.
He didn't wear any, he didn't wear any shin pads, did he?
Crying.
Yeah,
crying as he went off.
All right. So Dino's not bothered about the cup game.
I am. I want to win, obviously. To you know.
I am. Let's see a Tuesday night floodlit performance from Stevenage. Beat Gillingham. See Peter. Wave Peter Taylor off as he drives out the car park.
Mrs. Taylor revving the car
5 minutes after the final whistle.
This is the longest radio interview in the history of radio interviews. That wasn't you, was it?
No.
Poor old Ewan. Ewan caught that one. Answer the question, then, Peter. How he's still got a job in football is beyond me.
2-0 Stevenage.
Yeah.
Oh, probably 3-0.
Yeah, I'll go 3-0.
What, Stevenage?
Yeah. We'll win.
Excellent.
Something's going to click sooner or later.
Okay.
Don't you worry.
Good stuff. Anything else you want to bring up, Dino?
No.
No? What are you studying at uni?
English Lit.
English Lit.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
Dino, you...
What sort of job do you want, Liam?
Possibly a journalist or something.
Oh, yeah, God. Don't join the ranks of Damien Roberts and his cronies. They sit there eating sandwiches and drinking tea and they make it up. That's all you've got to do. They make it up.
Damien, advertiser owl.
Yeah. No, I'm the one for, criticising others because it comes round and bites you on the bum sooner or later.
So when are you going to be back? Are we going to see you before Christmas or...?
I'll come back for like the odd game here and there.
So you're only in Portsmouth, it's only 2 hours.
Yeah.
I suppose you'll be...
I'm going to Oxford away, so...
You'll be at Fratton Park as well.
Oh, yeah, I'll be at Fratton Park.
That's coming up, isn't it? Something?
October. Tuesday night.
It's a Monday to Tuesday night, isn't it?
Yeah. Great fixture coming this evening. It's not very cool.
Okay, well, we'll be back next week. If anybody spots Mark Hollis wandering the streets of Stevenage, give us a shout. Otherwise, we welcome suggestions as to where we might be. Thanks, chaps. We'll be back next week.
Hello, Bob Toffee. Hello, Bob Toffee.
Someone returned a great message as well. Feisty at times, including some exchanges from Tanya.
Why has always got plenty to say? Most of it's a load of toffee.
This podcast was brought to you in association with www.boroughguide.co.uk. If you'd like to contact the podcast team or contribute to a future edition, please email us at aloadofoldtoffee@gmail.com, and that's with no spaces. You can also join us on Facebook by searching for A Load of Old Toffee, or you can follow us on Twitter at Old Toffee, again, no spaces.
A Load of Old Toffee. A Load of Old Toffee.